91X News.
It's 15 degrees and cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. 39,000 people in Ontario were without jobs in October, according to Stats Canada. But Belleville's Employment Resources Centre has no shortages. As Kurt Weiss reports, the Belleville Employment Resource Centre is trying to solve that problem.
The Resource Centre holds weekly sessions where anyone can come in for help with their resumes. But as employment specialist Melanie Turcotte explains, they aren't just workshops in themselves.
Not an actual workshop in itself. It's the day that we just make it publicly known that we're here, this is what we're going to focus on today. But really, we do that every single day of the week.
On top of resume clinics, Turcotte says other sessions are available, such as computer workshops, mock interviews, job searching, and more. The weekly resume clinics take place Monday mornings from 9:30 to 11. Kurt Weiss, 91X News, Belleville.
Italy is the focus of stock market anxieties, where Europe's debt crisis has now affected the third largest economy in the Euro-bloc. Investors appear to be losing faith in Italy's ability to repay its debt, and it's too big a debt for other European nations to rescue. The TSX in Toronto is down by 331 points, while the Dow Jones in New York has been down by almost 400 points. Financial markets are tanking after Italy's key borrowing rate rose well above the level that eventually forced other European countries like Greece and Portugal to seek bailouts. Interim Liberal leader Bob Rae says he's not surprised the federal conservatives will miss their 2014 target for balancing the budget. According to Rae, the Tories have been wasting tax dollars at a time when they should have been managing money better, and it's hurting Canadians in the pocketbook.
We're going to be paying more for, frankly, for conservative waste. And we have to come back and say to Mr. Flaherty, if you want to be taken seriously as a manager of the economy, you're going to have to deal with the waste in your own government.
Rae is calling on the Harper government to freeze employment insurance premiums now and launch a review of the whole notion of payroll taxes. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford says people have had enough of the Occupy Toronto protest in the city's St. James Park. Ford says the city has to prepare the park for winter, and it's time to get the protesters to move on.
We have to blow out the sprinkler system. We've told them that, and I'm going to set up a meeting with the chief as soon as possible. They've had a peaceful protest. But I think it's time that we ask him to leave.
Ford says the Occupy Toronto protesters absolutely are violating any number of city bylaws by staying in the downtown park. That's 91X News to 403. Here's James Bowler with sports.
The Belleville Bearcats Midget AA women's hockey team played host to the Chinese national team last night at the Yardman Arena. Lane Sidor has the story.
There was an international touch on the Yardman ice last night when the Belleville Bearcats took on Team China. The Bearcats took a 2-1 lead early in the third period on a goal by Victoria Chapman, but failed to hold on to the lead late in the game as China scored two goals in the final 5 minutes. Despite losing, Lisa Neal, vice president of rep teams for the Bearcats, says they can hold their heads high.
I think they were all pretty proud of themselves. They were proud that they were able to play well and against the Team China team. Those girls, you know, play at a higher caliber than they do, the Midget AA team, I mean. So I think they were pretty proud of themselves that they were able to hold their own.
Gord Graham, president of the Bearcats, says it was a great experience overall.
You know, overall, I think it was a great experience for not only the girls that played in the game, but the girls that were able to sit and watch and stands out for the growth of Belleville girls hockey.
The Bearcats don't get back to the regular schedule for another 2 weeks. Lane Sidor, 91X Sports, Belleville.
A third straight division championship is on the line for Loyalist College men's rugby team. The Lancers are taking on the Algonquin Thunder this weekend in the second match between the two clubs this year. Loyalists won the first game, but head coach Larry Cook knows that doesn't guarantee the hometown boys a victory in the final.
Well, we'll see what happens. We're going to be as prepared as we can. I think we'll be okay, though. It'll be a balance. Who's ever wants it that day, that's who's going to win it. That's the way it is.
The Lancers also have a perfect record on the line as they go into the championship match unbeaten in 5 games. The game is at 1 p.m. this Saturday at Loyalist College. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91x weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, with showers beginning late this afternoon, a high of 15. Tonight, showers ending late this evening, then cloudy with 60% chance of showers, a low of 6. Thursday, mainly cloudy, with a high of 8. It's 15 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with James Bowler. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.